I was very touched by your account of how your early education, those years in Nutrier, which obviously opened the world to you and was a very
They
good
did.
school.
It's a wonderful school. Was
And
then regarded as the best public high school in the country.
yeah. And then your discovery of theater while you were at
Nutria.
Nutrier and your flowering as a young actor at Northwestern.
I think all of those things are true, and it opened my life to me. That and the fact that it coincided with meeting the first girl I ever had a date with and the girl I married. Barely persuaded to marry me before I went off to war. She would never have still been available had I not succeeded in winning her.
Your wife, Lydia,
Lydia, indeed.
who was also a young actor at Northwestern.
Yes, indeed. I sat two rows behind her in a class called Fundamentals of Theater Practice
And you were overwhelmed by
840.
her hair
Her
before you
hair.
saw the front of
Never saw the front, but just
her.
stunned by this mass of black curling hair. Yeah. And I'd had no experience of dating at Nutrier because until the last year I was there, I was a short, pimply kid and had no social graces and no money to take girls on dates anyway, and just had no idea how to go about it. So I certainly hit a home run my first time at bat.
And indeed, you seem to have just absolutely swooned into absolute love almost on an instant.
Yes, there's, I suppose people have been talking and writing about this for centuries, but there is such a thing as love at first sight. There really, really is. And if not, as I said, I found her stunning. And when I finally persuaded her to go out on for heaven's sakes, a coffee date with me, we sat for 2 hours and talked, and I ran all the way home. And I just knocked me away.
Shouting
I
to
love
the
her.
trees, I love her,
I
I
love
love
her.
her.
I love her.
It's a very
Yes.
touching story.
Well, it's a very, it, you know, it be was the beginning of my life. And I think provided the foundation of my career. A stable personal relationship gives you a lodestone, I guess is the proper term. And she did that from the beginning.
You and your wife are not exactly like most other actors, it seems to me. I don't mean to get into the tired topic of whether stable marriages could exist in Hollywood. Obviously, a number do, but lots of them are unstable, as lots of marriages these days are unstable
Indeed,
generally.
indeed.
But the kind of flamboyance and self-indulgence and sensuosity that very often goes with the actor's life seems to have been missing from your life. Or I
Well,
shouldn't say missing, but seems not to have been your style.
I guess that's true. And our mutual commitment to each other was strong enough to make this possible. And this is not to say that we had no frictions. I think it's impossible to have any kind of a close relationship without frictions and conflicts and scrapings and so on. But as Lydia said, when we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary and we were doing some interviews, because and the interviewer said, "Now tell me, Lydia, just between us, did you never consider divorce?" And Lydia said, "Divorce, never. Murder,
Good line.
often." Yes,
Very
indeed.
good line. You swept down upon her at one crucial moment, and indeed it's a wonderful story, and you tell it in the book, which was the moment when, in fact, she committed herself to you. She was having dinner with another young man.
Well, but she had correctly described it to me as a group dinner before, and it was not a date by her definition, and because there were six or eight people there. But that made no difference to me. I knew that I was going off to war, and very soon, as were the other men.
This
Everybody
would have been the
was.
year
This would have been
1942 or
43,
43.
yeah, late 42 by at that time, yeah, and. I had found where they were going. She told me where they were going to be eating. And I borrowed a friend's car and drove there having carefully constructed a speech that I was going to win her with. And I entered the restaurant and saw them all sitting there, perfectly innocently eating, and they turned around and looked at me, somewhat bemused, and I forgot my speech. And fortunately, I forgot the speech, because what I said was the kernel of it. I went over, and I still find myself clouding a little when I tell this story. And I said, I took her hand and I said, come with me. And she stood up.
And then you knew that she was yours.
And that was it. That was my life.
It's a wonderful story.
Yeah.